wanted to ask, do you have these, sometimes when the highway department's working on the road, they might put out these little black, pots, you know, that...
Fire?
Have some kind of fire?
Yeah, have fire on them.
Are those called anything in particular that you know of?
The only thing I know of is what they call them, be a fire.
Have you ever heard of, anything called a flambeau? Is that word used around here?
Never heard of it.
What do you call the, inside part of the tire that inflates? That's the inner...
The inner tube.
Say if, you had, if you were taking your boat down to the water, what would the process of putting the boat in the water? You say...
Well, I'd say launch
the boat. Talking about boats, what kind of boat would you call one that, you needed to oar around the lake?
They call, now I don't know too much about boats. We used to, I used to float the stream and all that in boats. I think they call them John boats.
John boats.
That is the regular make regular float trips on White River and places like that. Of course, now on our stream around there, they use canoe boats.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they have wooden boats. I don't know what they call them, but then we used to always call them a rowboat.
Rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
Are the ends of a rowboat, are they usually flat or?
Maybe a square across the end. And some of them are shaped at the front, but not too much. They're usually flat, and then they slope so that there won't be too much resistance in there.
Mm-hmm.
going upstream.
Right. Say if your wife wanted to buy a dress material downtown, she might carry a little square cloth along with her.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure.
She'd carry a sample.
That would be a sample.
Mm-hmm. That's what we call a sample.
Mm-hmm. Well, what might you say if you or your wife, say if she saw a dress in a store window that really appealed to her, she might say, well, my goodness, that sure is a...
Well, she'd say goodness, I'd like to have it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how she would express herself. Probably say, beautiful.
Beautiful. Maybe your pretty dress.
Well, not very apt to say, oh, why did I say it's a pretty dress?
Mm-hmm. What would, could you say right offhand what you would be likely to use that word with? Pretty?
Well, in comparing a, expressing your desire for it, or it would be attractive to you, they could call it pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some of them use pretty for various reasons. Say it's a pretty day, if they bright
mm-hmm.
sunshine of day, they say it's a pretty day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've heard people say it's pretty awful.
Pretty awful. Yeah. What about the comparative of that word? You say, this is pretty, but I think this is even...
beautiful.
Or if you were going to use the same form of the word pretty, you could say, I think this dress is pretty, but
prettier?
This dress, yeah.
I think, you know, it may not be correct English, but I'd say it's prettier.
Mm-hmm. And what about the superlative form? You'd say, of all the dresses, this is
the prettiest.
What about this thing the woman would tie around her dress if she were working around in the kitchen? You know, keep it from
well, we'd call it an apron.
That would be an apron. What do you call this thing that I'm writing with here? That's an ink.